KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
8:01, we have a partly cloudy sky and 74 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy, windy, and warm today with a high around 91. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In state news, an Iowa board responsible for enforcing government transparency has denied the state ombudsman access to an August 25th meeting that open records advocates say was kept confidential in violation of state law. The Des Moines Register reports the Iowa Public Information Board is believed to be the first government body in state history to deny the ombudsman access to confidential meetings records by citing attorney-client privilege. Iowa Ombudsman Investigator Bert Dahlmer says the move is an affront to accountability. He says Iowa has safeguards to ensure records the ombudsman obtains aren't released to others. The Information Board met privately August 25th to discuss a case involving a Burlington police officer who fatally shot a woman in 2015. The board later voted in open session without disclosing what was discussed. The Cass County Auditor's Office Thursday evening posted a final list of names of the persons who are running for various seats in local city governments. Those candidates who submitted the proper nomination forms by the close of business at 5 p.m. on Thursday. And they include for the city of Oneida, for the city council, where there are three seats open for four-year terms each. The incumbent, Ben Doffenbaugh was one of the candidates, incumbent Mark Harris another, and John Knutson, all of Oneida, have filed for those three seats. The city of Cumberland, the mayor's position is up for grabs, and only one person is running for that. That is incumbent Nancy Virginia Coughlin. And in the city council in Cumberland, there are three seats open for four-year terms each. The candidates include Gary Cooper, an incumbent, Darren Hardesty, incumbent Michael Martin, and Mike Hill, all of whom are from Cumberland. The city of Griswold, the mayor's seat was open, and there's one position, of course, for that, and Brad Ryan of Griswold is the candidate who has filed nomination papers. City council, there's one seat open. Julianne Adams and Carol Preston, both from Griswold, have filed to run for that one seat. The city of Lewis, there is a city council. There are two seats open there and several candidates who are vying for that position. They include Ryan Archibald, who was previously appointed, Don Coors, Leroy Easter, Chad Fries, Brian Olson Everett, and Rick Sani, all of Lewis, are running for those two seats on the Lewis City Council. Also, a vacancy term exists on the Lewis City Council. That's a four-year term and one seat there. And Ryan Lockwood, who was appointed, is running along with Natalie Olson Everett. And, of course, they're both of Lewis. In the city of Marney, incumbent Mayor Randall Baxter is running again for mayor. The city council in Marney has five seats open. And the candidates who have filed include Virgil Anderson, Laurie Holstey, an incumbent, Mark Opbrook, Wayne Priester, Angela Redler, also an incumbent, and Jericho Schmidt. In the city of Messina, there is no candidate for mayor on the ballot, so that will likely be decided by a write-in. The city council has two seats open in Messina, and the candidates there are incumbent Jackson Bissell, Bobby McKnight, and incumbent Douglas Van Tyker. The city of Wyota, Ford Lillard, the incumbent, is running again for mayor. He is unopposed. And the city council, there are three seats open, and only one candidate, the incumbent, Jeff Lillard. The other two seats will probably need to be filled by write-in. The city of Atlantic, the mayor's term is up for grabs, and Dave Jones, the incumbent, is the only one who is running for re-election there, or election. And a city council at large, there is one seat available, and Gerald Brink is running for that. He was previously appointed. The Atlantic City Council second ward, there's one term open there, and that's Kathy Summers. She is the incumbent. She is running for re-election. Also, incumbent Dick Cassidy, is running for his fifth ward council seat, and he will be unopposed. The Parks and Recreation Board here in Atlantic, there are two seats open, and one of the persons running is incumbent Jolene Smith. The other is John Krogman, who was a former mayor of Atlantic at one point in time. Now, the Cass County Auditor has released more information as well with regard to the public measures which will appear on the various ballots during the November 7th city elections in Cass County. In the city of Lewis, the public measure B deals with the Lewis library levy. And the question before the voters is, shall an annual levy, the amount of which will not exceed a rate of 27 cents per $1,000 of assessed value of taxable property, be authorized for providing monies for public library services in Lewis? In the city of Cumberland, the Cumberland Alter Composition of Library Board will be on the ballot. The question there asks if the city of Cumberland to be authorized to change the composition of the Cumberland Library Board of Trustees as follows, from 7 members appointed by the city council residing in Cass County and over the age of 18 to 5 members appointed by the city council and residing in Cass County, once again over the age of 18. City of Marney has a couple of public measures up for grabs on the ballot. Yes or no answers, basically. Marnie, change of terms of office. The question will ask voters in Marnie if they should change the term of the mayor and council members from a 2-year term to a 4-year term. And a public measure E, that is the use of the local option sales tax revenues. The question before the voters there in Marnie would be to authorize a change in the use of 1% local option sales tax and service tax to be used for the city of Marnie beginning of July the 1st of 2018. Also, that tax, if approved, will be used for 100% for any lawful purpose and without property tax relief. Current uses of the taxes there in Marnie for that local option sales tax are for 40% for property tax relief and 35% for community development, and 25% would be for streets. Also in the city of Messina, they have a similar question on the ballot. Messina lost revenues. That's local option sales tax again. The question before the voters will be, shall they change that use of the 1% local option sales tax to 100% any lawful purpose? And no percent for property tax relief. Essentially, it's the same one that was in for the city of Marnie. And again, in the city of Atlantic, the hotel motel tax is up for discussion or debate, I should say, at least under the ballot on November the 7th. The question before the voters here in Atlantic will be, shall the city of Atlantic be authorized to increase the hotel motel tax from the current rate of 4% to 7% effective January 1st, with the additional 3% of the revenues derived from the tax to be used for the purpose of expanding, developing, improving, repairing, operating, and maintaining the Schulberg Recreation Area and bike walking paths and trail systems within the city of Atlantic? You can take a closer look at all those public measures that will be on the ballot November 7th under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Also in the news, Montgomery County Auditor Stephanie Burke Thursday released a list of candidates whose name will appear on various city ballots throughout her county during the November 7th city elections. In Red Oak, incumbent Mayor William Billings Jr. has filed nomination papers for re-election and is unopposed. Incumbent Ward 2 Red Oak City Councilman Bill Hoffel is running unopposed for his seat, and Tony Wernicke is in the running for the open at-large seat on the Red Oak City Council. In Elliott, the seats for mayor and 3 at-large council members are open, but no one has filed to run for those seats. In Stanton, there are 3 at-large council seats open and 4 candidates for those seats, including incumbents Eric Paulson, Cheryl Porter, and Daniel Allen, along with challenger Jessica Sundberg. In Coburg, the mayor and 2 at-large council positions are available, and only incumbent mayor Cal Myers has filed papers for re-election. There are no candidates for the 2 at-large seats. In Grant, the mayor and 5 at-large council seats are available for the taking. All 5 incumbents have filed papers for re-election, including Lynn Slager, Jeffrey Brown, Michael Bradley Amos, Steve Williams, and Nancy Taylor. No one has filed a run for mayor in Grant. And in Villisca, positions available include mayor, 2 at-large council members, and 1 council member to fill a vacancy. The candidates who have filed their nomination papers include incumbent Helen Lowe for the vacancy seat and incumbent mayor Marilyn Halda. There are no candidates for the 2 at-large seats in Villisca. Villisca residents will also have a public measure to vote on, which asks if the Villisca Public Library Board of Trustees members should be changed from 4 resident members and 1 non-resident member appointed by the mayor with the approval of the council to serve 3 years of term effective July the 1st. The Auditor's Office of Montgomery County says the deadline to pre-register to vote for the regular city election is 5 p.m. Friday, October 27th. After that date, persons may register to vote at the Auditor's Office and vote absentee the same. The deadline to request an absentee ballot and to be mailed for the regular city election is at 5 p.m. November the 3rd, and those requesting an absentee ballot by mail will need to complete their requests as soon as possible and return them to the Auditor's Office. Montgomery County Auditor's Office is open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. You can check out the polling sites as well for that particular election on the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. And finally in the news, Iowa Senator Joni Ernst isn't sure the GOP's last-ditch effort to repeal Barack Obama's health care law has the votes to pass in the Republican-led Senate. The GOP senator said after a public meeting in Iowa on Thursday that if it fails, it fails. Ernst says she's leaning towards supporting the bill, which would repeal much of the Affordable Care Act and limit funding for Medicaid. It would also end insurance subsidies and distribute money state to the states. Ernst says the bill is the only chance to control increasing premiums and it protects people with existing medical problems. It asks aspect of the Obama law, Ernst said previously, was worth keeping. But insurers in some states may be able to charge people with pre-existing conditions more for their insurance. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.